need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. We're almost through July already. Soon we'll be talking about Christmas, but we're not going to think about that now. Way too much to think about. For us, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up and relax. Join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
up, girlfriend. You're looking a little bit strained around the gills.
Oh, well, God, well, I didn't think I was actually that bad, but I suppose I've just been a little bit worried of late because my little miniature pony's been, he hasn't been well. So I've actually just had the vet out. Yeah, so just a little bit worried about him, actually. Yeah.
He's so gorgeous. It's like seeing a child being sick, seeing your pony being sick. That's terrible. So what are you doing? Have you got good vets? What's happening with him?
Yeah, we have actually. And it's this I should be looking a bit relieved actually. The little tyke kind of got onto the fresh grass, and which you don't usually have kind of fresh, rich grass at this time of the year. But anyway, he did, and he got a little bit of laminitis, and he wasn't actually doing so well, even though I was doing all the right things. He's locked up in the stable. Well, not locked up, the stable in the yard, and he's got all the sugar out of his feed has been taken away, so he's on boring old food. And, he wasn't doing so well. So I got them back out, and they x-rayed his foot. So goodness me, would you believe it? They brought out a little portable x-ray machine, and they x-rayed his foot to see what was going on.
Oh, my God. Can I please go to your vet? I need help with my foot, and I'm getting none from my doctors. They are useless.
I'm sure you could. We could put you up on blocks and It was quite funny, actually, but with any little ponies and probably horses, well, especially ponies, you just put some food in front of them and they'll just stand there. But he had to stand up on little blocks. Well, that obviously blocks enough that he could stand on, but his feet had to be in certain spots on the block so she could take the x-ray. But he was actually really good. And then when we took one block away at a time, obviously, to let him go, his foot's like hanging there going, oh, the block's gone. But no, it was pretty good news, actually. There's just a slight turning of his bone, which the farrier can fix. So I'll get the farrier out to just trim his hooves in a particular way. And then we just have to watch the greed when he gets a little bit greedy. And like us all, I suppose. I suppose it's a bit like having diabetes or something, I don't know. Or what's that thing you get in your big toe? Gout. Anyway, but it's all to do with the sugar. And too much sugar. So we can all learn from that, can't we?
Too much sugar in the grass. Is that right?
Yeah. Especially in your spring grass and your autumn grass. There's a lot of just heaps of sugar in grass. But when the kind of sun comes out and burns it off, it's just, So there you go.
Oh my goodness, and I'm always saying pure and natural, and grass is pure and natural. Or is it the grass seed that's being used at the moment has been modified or something?
No, it's particular types of grass, and it's particular animals do well or better on a particular grass. But all grass has, when it's that real growth spurt in the spring, all grass has sugar in it. So some has more sugar than others, and particular animals, like all of the dairy cows, for example, do very well on the rye grass. It's the rye and clover, which are not so great for horses because of the sugar. They love it, absolutely, but there's a lot of sugar content in it. So, yeah, they do a bit better on the roughage grass. And I suppose when you're exercising a horse and, you know, you're riding it, you're using that energy up. But with little ponies, you know, little gutsies, you know, even though you take them out for a walk, you're not actually working all of that sugar off. So, yeah.
Really, really interesting. I sort of have so fixed in my mind that anything that Mother Nature grows naturally and hasn't been modified by mankind has to be good for you. So it just goes to show you it's not always good for everybody.
I suppose it's like if we eat too much of one fruit, you know, we're going to get a bellyache or something, and yet it's something natural. So it's just, what is it? What do they tell us? What do all those doctors tell us? Everything in moderation.
Exactly. And I mean, we've already discussed this once with me with my allergies with what's that stupid thing I have? Nightshade. And I'm quite convinced that my body just said, hey, too much, because I was eating all of my favourite foods in bulk which all had nightshade in them. So once again, you're dead right. Everything in moderation, just eat a well-balanced diet. Hey, little pony.
So in the meantime, he's getting very pampered and looked after. But, yeah, but that also, and interesting as all pet owners out there, and if you've had a pet yourself, you know, when something does go wrong, it's costly. It is costly. Not so much just getting the vet out, because that's a one-off cost. But, I mean, vets can be hugely expensive depending on what you're having. But, you know, the feed, so usually you just be on grass, which is pretty much free. But, you know, now it's all the food that the special type of food, which has all the sugar out of it, you know, not the bog standard, lovely, sugary molasses type food, you know. So, of course, that costs a little bit more. And, you know, the hay, which they wouldn't be getting at this, you know, well, they might be getting a bit of hay at this time of the year. But, yeah, so they're good at emptying your pockets.
Think about it this way. These are your children. These are your cats and dogs. In other words, your pets. These aren't anywhere as expensive as either of the previous mentioned three.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's always worrying, isn't it? And, you know, not being a mother myself, I just cannot imagine the angst, the heartbreak that mothers go through, where here I am all bloody in a little tither about my ponies, you know. So I suppose anybody, anything that's very close to you, it's hard when, you know, there's something that's not right with them.
Exactly. It's the same with your pony as it is with children. So don't take that away from yourself. You're allowed to worry about them. They're so cute. I mean, they're gorgeously so cute. But that's why children get away with it more, get away with things more than ponies do. Well, actually, no, the ponies are probably good too. They're probably just as good as fluttering the eyes and then looking like they're just about crying and, oh, mummy, please, I don't want to go to school today. I've got a sore tummy.
Absolutely. And I think dogs are the worst at it. I think the dogs, haven't they? They've got it down pat. But the ponies, they're pretty good too, you know. By heck, they'll give you that look and your heart will melt and you'll go, and you go, no, you can't have that. But look at you, you'll want it. No.
I've been curled up on the couch for 2 days now because I've got a cold, as you can probably tell, and not going anywhere, not wanting to infect anybody else. And my flatmate's cats have decided, ooh, goody. So I can never be on the couch without having two of these great big male cats pawing me and pounding me and beating me into the shape that they want me to be so that they can curl up on top of me. Talk about taking liberties.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? And the worst thing is we let them.
I know, I know. Well, I had to stop him because the big one, the really big one called Zeus, he was pouring me so hard on my boobies, it was hurting, and I had to push him away and say, go pour. I mean, it was like pounding a piece of dough into submission to be able to, oh, God, they're hilarious. They really are.
Actually, you know, it's interesting you say that because, I mean, I'm not a cat person, but I do remember, gosh, when I first moved out of home to my first job, and anyway, there was a wild cat around, and it came a little bit tame, and it would kind of get a little bit, you know, courageous and come up to the house, and I'd leave the ranch slider open in summer because, you know, it was hot, and one day it came and jumped up on my bed while I was sleeping, and so I, obviously it woke me, and I saw it there. And you know what? I did not move for probably the rest of the night or until it left because I didn't want to scare it. I was so unbloody comfortable. My goodness me. And I thought, no, I don't want to scare it. You know, it's a nice little cat. And so I laid there so uncomfortable just because I didn't want to scare this cat. And so when it finally got up and left, I could stretch out. Now, how dumb is that?
No, that's not dumb at all. That is being an animal lover. Here I am, hardly able to move with these cats on me, and I'm trying not to cough, and I'm choking on my... I mean, that's being a cat lover. You can't do anything about that. You can't help it.
Oh, we're funny as human beings, aren't we? But that's the way we go. So now, talking about you and staying home, good on you, because I think... Do you know, I think we're going back to our old Kiwi ways and have forgotten what COVID has taught us. So, you know, the good old Kiwi way, we kind of get the flu or get a cold and think, yeah, we'll just work through this, no problem. And we go and share it with everybody else. And then COVID taught us, hey, maybe we shouldn't share it with everybody else. But I think we're kind of losing that again. But good on you, you're not going to share. And even though it's just a cold.
I totally agree with you. And if you don't have to go out, then don't. Mm. And if you do have to go out, then we've learned, don't share the bug. Wear a mask, you know? And wearing a mask, particularly when it's the flu bug, is effective. It's only carried by the air. So it is effective.
Oh, no, isn't it funny? And it's so ingrained in us, I think. And I don't know when it got ingrained in us, but we'd all probably be a bit better off, wouldn't we, if we didn't decide to share the flu and the cold. Because we know it's here, you know, it's winter and all those bugs come in. But if we didn't share it so readily, yeah, we'd all be a bit happier. So good on you for staying home, snuggled up.
Well, I've got a full weekend planned, so I'm really hoping that I'm over it by then. And the thing is, I can't test for the flu. I can only test for COVID. Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, well, it is Wednesday, so you'll have a few days to get better before your weekend, you know, comes up. And you'll be heading across the seas too. Are you heading away on holiday shortly?
I'm off to Brazil on the 20th. I can't wait to go. It is going to be, yes, it's going to be fantastic.
Absolutely. That'll be really cool. And it'll be will it be summer over there? Actually, I don't know where they are in relation to us. I'm just trying to look at the picture in my head.
I'm not sure whether they call it summer, autumn, winter or spring, but I do know, because I've been looking at the weather temperatures trying to pack my bag, that it ranges from 29 degrees during the day down to 5 degrees at night.
Oh,
so trying to pack a bag to cover such extremes in temperature is very difficult.
Yeah, but like the desert, isn't it? I mean, the desert just absolutely drops at night, but you get those extreme temperatures during the day. You'll be snuggled up, though. They'll be very well catered for that anyway, won't they?
Yeah, I'm sure they will be. I just wish, you know, I mean, the only country I've ever come across that has such a lovely climate to live in is Spain. It doesn't change. You know, what you get dressed in at 6 o'clock in the morning, you can still wear at 10 o'clock at night, you know, maybe one light little cardigan only that you have to take with you. But the temperature just stays so even, and it blew me away when I came back to New Zealand, and I was constantly, like, my French friends said that we were all like little snails because we carry backpacks on our backs all the time. We're taking on and putting off our clothes, you know. And
so true, so true.
I'm going to have to do that. And maybe this is the universe's way of punishing me for being so cruel about New Zealand's wardrobe weather. You know, I've been nagging about New Zealand's wardrobe weather for the last 5 years, and maybe the universe is saying, well, here, baby, you're going to another country of worse wardrobe weather.
It depends when the temperature drops, though, doesn't it? And then how long again in the morning it takes for it to come back up. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Well, actually, what we might do, you know, when you are over there, if we can connect when you're over there, I know it's a few weeks away yet, but if we can connect, maybe we'll get you in and, you can get some of your mates there and we'll have a little bit of a show and hear a little bit more about Brazil.
Love it. Get your Portuguese ears on.
That's true, isn't it? And that's interesting about the South American countries. Portuguese, Spanish, some different languages in there.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much only Portuguese or Spanish, isn't it? I can't think of any other language that they have in South America.
No, but isn't it interesting, the Portuguese, I think there's a couple of countries, isn't there, that are Portuguese, Brazil and, or I could be dreaming, but I'm sure there's another country that's Portuguese as well. But, yeah, our history, eh, depending on who came to which language we ended up speaking.
It'd be interesting, isn't it? I think I might Google that and see if I can find out who conquered where and what languages are through right throughout. Yeah. That'll be quite interesting to show the map, because yeah. I know all of Chile and the that eastern coast there is all Spanish.
Mm.
Interesting. Be very interesting to see what's going on there. Mm. So I can't guarantee that my Portuguese will be any better when I come back, because I did buy the little book, you know, the little book that I put around.
The phrase book.
But the funny thing is I haven't even opened it yet. Normally I've learned, by the time I hop on the plane, I've learned how to say hello, goodbye, I'm lost, help, you know, all the basic important things. And all the basic important phrases, I should say. And I haven't even opened the book, and I bought it a month ago.
Now, this is most hilarious. Seriously, Irene, you bought a book where you have Google Translate.
Yes.
And so it just tells you, you can hear it, you can see it, and it's right in your hand, and it doesn't need to be a book. You could sit on the plane because it'll take a wee while, and just put your earplugs in and just listen to it and learn.
I know you can. You can do all that in these wonderful countries that can guarantee you that all that is going to be available. But for a start, I have Vodafone roaming. Now, that's about as reliable as a what? A what? Okay, as a politician. I mean, come on. No, I'm not even sure whether I'm going to be using my phone on the same SIM as I have it in at the moment, or whether I'm going to have to buy a SIM when I get over there, which means I then have to contact everybody with the new phone number of how to contact me, blah, blah, blah. Having said that, in the middle of doing anything, you can quite often, like for instance, when I went to go, I bought a ticket to go to a concert. Where was it? Mount Eden Stadium. There were so many people using their cell phones that I couldn't access the ticket on my phone. So I went straight back to hard copy, because 101,000 people couldn't access their tickets on their phones because the system was overloaded. So don't tell me about phones and things.
Isn't that interesting? So all this technology, and yet that little print, that little book we still need. Well, you know, I think what we'll do is we're going to have to leave you to it to go and learn some of that, because that's all we've got time for today. But we'll get another show in before you leave, and hopefully you can just teach us a little bit of Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, before you go. But for everybody else out there, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication, delacroix.co.nz.